don't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my power, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. Telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my feet, of God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll dance your fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Third and final hour here on this Friday, May 23rd, 2025 edition. Your Defending Fathers, Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. I have a travel update from Captain Jeff heading down from Cedarville. He said, this was 11 o'clock, just 7 minutes ago. I just crossed the Mackinac Bridge southbound. I now know why the bridge construction will not be completed by Memorial Day weekend. The entire east side, which is, of course, the northbound side of the Mackinac Bridge, is closed off for construction. I saw one worker on the bridge for the entire length of my southbound journey. When you close a vital artery like the Mackinac Bridge for construction, they need to be working on this 24/7. This is ridiculous. Now, I know they had said per Michigan news source earlier this week that the construction was going to be slowed down due to the rain. Okay. I've got a very simple question. What does rain have to do with working on the bridge? I mean, if it's also with high winds, I could understand that. But you put on rain gear. You get out there and do the work. Now, if there's paving involved, it's not necessarily ideal to be laying brand new asphalt down in the rain. I get that. But repairs? They're talking about replacing certain sections of the grates. What? These guys are carpenters? I remember I had a carpenter crew. Well, we failed to drop. It's time to stop. Well, yeah, because they use electrical saws, extension cords, you know, generators. Wood, not good getting wet when you're trying to build a stick-built residential home. I get that. But road repairs, road maintenance, sorry, guys, I'm not buying it. And I agree with Jeff. Why did they wait until Memorial Day weekend to do this project? This could not have been done earlier this spring when we had 80-degree weather. This could not have been done last fall before things got brutally cold. Whatever. I just think the timing of this whole thing is completely stupid, and I'd like to know who's in charge of this construction project of the Mackinac Bridge. I would assume maybe it's the Mackinac Bridge Authority. not really sure. Pray to God it's not MDOT. This is just unacceptable. Jeff says, he says additionally, the one worker he saw, he was spraying water on the grate, on the grating. While it's raining. Okay. That's his job, I guess. Was he power washing it or just spraying water? Unbelievable. Well, we appreciate the field report, Jeff. Safe travels out there. Have a great Memorial Day weekend. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Do you have a fear of running out of money during retirement? Or maybe worried about another market crash as the one we experienced in 2008? I have solutions. Whether it's for education, family, retirement, gift giving, or simple protection of your hard-earned money, I have a number of contractual guaranteed payouts to choose from. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithin is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number three on this Friday before Memorial Day weekend. Joining us on the line right now is my Farm Bureau insurance agent, Tristan Cole, over in Bel Air, Michigan. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Randy. How are you on this dreary May day?
Well, I got to tell you, my plants in the yard Absolutely loving it. The golf course is nice and green. But yeah, we could start using some warmer weather and a little bit of spring summer heat would be greatly appreciated. But we'll get through it. We're excited. One thing that I did want to talk to you about today specifically, and this came up as a result of a neighbor. He had a major tree fall on his property, right on his garage roof. And it was during those big ice storms we had with the winds and everything. And in talking with Rob across the street, he said that it was pretty interesting dealing with his insurance company. And I said, well, how did it go? What happened? You know, tell me what's going on, because I have an insurance agent on my show every Friday. I'd like to talk to him about it. And he said, well, it's funny because it was actually a neighbor's tree that landed on his garage. And because of the way the policy was written, they, of course, would repair the roof, but they wouldn't do anything about the tree. And I said, okay, was that because it was your neighbor's and it landed on yours? They wouldn't even remove the tree that was on your garage? And he goes, it was a total disaster. And then come to find out, the next door neighbor didn't have the right type of coverage that he needed to deal with the tree situation either. So now they're talking about, okay, you pay so much, I'll pay so much. Well, wait a minute, your insurance should be covering this. You didn't have the right insurance on your home. So now I'm out of pocket. He's talking about having to go to court, possibly in small claims court, and sue his neighbor. Not a good thing. And so I'm asking you, how can this type of things be avoided? What needs to be in these policies as far as clarification of coverage, knowing exactly what is in your policy, what you're actually buying? How do we deal with this kind of stuff?
Yeah, so the first thing that that you do is you make an appointment with your agent. You go sit down with them, and you know, you go through your deck pages for your coverages.
Okay,
that's number one, because accuracy in your policy is paramount to have the coverages that you think you're paying for and the coverages that are recommended by your agent, who 9 times out of 10 knows vastly more about coverages in your policy than you do. And that's what you pay them for, is to sit down with you and ensure that you're covered to your comfort level and you know, to the best of your and their ability to do so and explain that out. Some things, you know, just they're acts of God, and you can't plan or prepare for them. And generally those things can be covered in a policy.
Now, how is it though, when sometimes we think we have certain coverages, we think it's worded the right way. Is this something that you're advising people that maybe they should actually, you know, stop and ask these questions? What if this? What if that? I mean, how should we interact with our agents?
Yeah, so like I said, you know, you have that sit down, even if it's a Zoom call, or even if it's you know, over the phone, where you go through page, you know, both looking at the same document and going through the coverages. And you know, if I don't know the answer, I reach out to my underwriter. In my case, my home underwriter, her name's Rachel. I deal with Rachel exclusively on homeowner policies, and for that matter, on auto policies. For my country estate and farm owners, I've got two people, but 99% of the time I deal with a guy named Tyler. And if it's a very large farm, I deal with a guy named Aaron. I know my underwriters personally, and I can lay out these scenarios and get to the best of my ability answers for people with these very detailed questions.
Now, in your practice of your business so far, has there been any situations where people came to you, they wanted a quote, comparison, insurance checkup, and you look at their policies and you go, do you realize that in your current policy you have X, Y, and Z? And if, like, it popped out at you that maybe they didn't know this, and was this surprising to them when you told them about this?
Yes. So I'm working on one right now. Downstate, folks from downstate, they have a vacation home up here. So it's a primary home, a seasonal home, and an auto policy. and I'm looking at the declaration pages for their current policies, and on their homeowners, one, they're not covered enough for the dwelling, and number two, their liability is only at $300,000 when their house is listed on Zillow for much more than that, not to mention their net worth of having the second seasonal home and, you know, autos and retirements and all kinds of other assets. The number one thing that jumps out at me on people's policies is they don't have enough liability coverage, and their home is not covered for enough money, and they think because it says replacement cost that they have, you know, basically guaranteed replacement. If it doesn't say guaranteed replacement with a premium dollar amount following guaranteed replacement, you probably don't have guaranteed replacement. It is likely you would have coverage to replace your home only up to the dollar amount that is listed on your policy. Now, you may have an endorsement on there. In the Farm Bureau world, we can put two different endorsements on. One for regular homeowners. One would do 25% more for the home value, and one would do 50% more for the home value. And I can put those on based on the quality and condition of the home. So, you know, if you've got an old home that has very poor upkeep, I can't put those extended coverages on it. But if you've got a home that is immaculately and well cared for, all the maintenance is done, you know, it's a fairly up-to-date roof, I generally can put those higher coverages on for the dwelling.
Now, this is important because, again, talking about roofs and trees falling on them and things like that, and talking to my neighbor, I said, well, how much did this bid actually end up costing on your garage? And he said, well, because not only did it, of course, go through the shingles, but it also went through the plywood, you know, the under-roofing of the wood. They had to replace, you know, the plywood sheets. When they got in there, they ripped off the plywood. They discovered that even a couple of the trusses had been broken, so they had to reinforce those. I'm like, okay, so how much? He said, dude, it was $32,000.
Yeah,
and I'm like, for a garage. I mean, Tristan, it wasn't even his whole house, but because of the structural damage and the tree, that included something to do with the tree on his roof. And I mean, it just, I'm like, oh my gosh, I did not realize that roofing was that expensive.
Yeah, so is this an attached garage or a detached garage?
Attached.
Okay, so attached is different. But so on your policy, you've got what's called other structures. That is a line under the dwelling. You've got other structure coverage. Auto fills at 10% of the dwelling value. So if you don't communicate with your agent, you build this grand fandangled, you know, garage that's, you know, heck, it could be a couple hundred thousand dollars now, you know, with an apartment and heated and maintained space for the vehicles there. They're very expensive. That is not covered unless you talk to your agent. It would be covered at 10% as another structure, 10% of the home value. So if you've got a $200,000 home, you've got $20,000 in coverage.
Whoa. Yeah, okay. Because so, a lot of these guys, especially out in rural areas, you know, they'll build a 30 by 40 high walls with additional, pole barn living space above and an attic area. I mean, those things are easy, you know, $200,000 to $250,000. They have to actually be listed with their own coverage.
Yes. Yes, they do. Well, not only their own coverage, but they need to be listed as another structure, providing there's not agricultural farming activity in them. Then we would probably look at doing a farm policy. But we would want to bump or increase the other structure coverage on your policy. It's just not automatically added, and it's not automatically at the you know, the value of that building unless you communicate and have that listed.
Unbelievable. Well, one of the things...
So there's lots of these mistakes out there.
Yeah, I just got another text message. One of the things I was thinking about, he texted in too. He said, is there specifically insurance that you can buy if your home has a large amount of trees, a large amount of tall, mature trees that, you know, the wind's been blowing, they're hearing creaking. Every time they hear this creaking noise, they're just, you know, fearing that the tree is going to come down on their house and crash through their roof and into their living space. Is there anything that you can get specifically regarding tree coverage?
No. There is, with Farm Bureau policies, I can do what's called a base offering, or I can do a select premier offering. And one offers, I believe it's $500 a tree for coverage of cleanup if it falls on, you know, say it blocks your driveway, blocks the entrance to your home. If it just falls in your yard, there's really not going to be coverage for that much past that limited amount. Now, if you do the select package, $50 a year, it greatly expands your coverages, and it takes it up a little bit more from there.
Okay. Get a little closer to your microphone, Tristan.
Yeah, that would be considered a homeowner maintenance to care for those trees. Now, if they do fall and damage the home, then the home would be covered from falling objects.
Got it. So not the tree themselves, but the actual structure.
Correct. Okay. You're talking about maintenance. So if you've got a tree that is dying or leaning, that's not insured. That's a homeowner maintenance issue to take care of that.
Right. Got it. Okay. One of the other things I got here. Okay. I understand it now. He said, what about vehicles and or boats or trailers we may have stored in the yard? If the tree lands on those, are they covered on my homeowner's insurance?
The basic answer is no. Unless they are scheduled. If they're scheduled, yes, they are covered. I think I've told you this story before, but I had a pole barn with a lean-to on the side. A client collapsed, the lean-to collapsed, and we had just talked about the tractor that was under there. There was a small fishing boat under there that was sitting on a trailer. There was a plow truck underneath the lean-to. And I said, you know, those aren't covered for damage unless you schedule those. Sure enough, a month later, the lean-to collapsed. Damaged the truck, damaged the tractor, and damaged the boat. Those items were not covered because those items needed to be scheduled specifically and individually on the policy to have coverage. Think of it this way. If it's something that moves and goes on its own, it needs to have its own line item or own coverage. Let's think about lawnmowers. Your $3,000 Home Depot, John Deere, or Husqvarna lawnmower is going to be covered under your homeowner policy as a maintenance item for your property, for your yard. But if you go out and you buy a $20,000 zero turn, that is not covered.
That would have to be listed specifically on the policy.
Correct.
As a rider.
That is correct. That would need to be a scheduled item with a value, make, model, serial number, and value with its own deductible. So if you have a $2,500 or $5,000 deductible on your home, your $20,000 zero turn may have a $250 deductible.
Gotcha. So
it's the same with boats and campers.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I'm going to give out his phone number in Bel Air. If you guys would like an insurance checkup, have him go through your deck pages with you and make sure you think you know what you have and maybe get a price from him, see if he can improve it. 231-533-6489. And his website is his name, TristanCole.com. It goes directly to the Bel Air office. He can handle your needs anywhere in the state of Michigan. And again, text me TC, and I'll send you the screenshot of this information. And greatly appreciate the information today, Tristan. And you have a great Memorial Day weekend.
Thank you very much. And thank you to all the veterans out there. Have a happy Memorial Day.
Absolutely, sir. Bottom of the hour news break of hour number 3. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, Michigan's leading